MAN.
And good morning. Welcome to your Monday, your work week. Brady Bowman with you on this Monday edition of In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. And we're going to start off talking about some public speaking here in Manhattan, here with UFM Community Learning Center Office Coordinator Emma McElhaney and also Ronna Haggard, both of the Talk 20 MHK Committee. And Ronna, you're also with the Manhattan Public Library that's partnered with this. And we had Linda Tiener on, I believe that was Thursday or Friday last week, and she talked a little bit about this. And I think the best way that she said to think about this is kind of like TED Talks in a way.
Yeah, they're a shorter version of TED Talks. Each person has 20 slides, and they get 20 seconds for each slide. So each talk is only about 7 minutes long, and we're going to have six speakers. So it's a nice opportunity to get to listen to a lot of different ideas, a lot of different perspectives, and just a broad variety of ideas.
And Emma, I guess talk about the motivation for this sort of thing and kind of the origins and how it got started.
Sure. So this is actually my first time to be on the committee. I joined the committee basically right when I started at UFM in October. So this will be my first event and my first time joining the committee, but I'm really excited to see what happens this time. In June last year, I know they had a very successful event with 8 presenters, and they had a good turnout. So I'm hoping that we'll have the same thing this year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. This has sort of happened before.
Yes, this is our second time.
And that was also at the public library, I believe. And you said good attendance. You remember kind of roughly what some of those numbers were like?
Yeah, we had about 60 people, and which we thought we were really excited about for our first time out. The idea originally came from Kayla Savage, who also works at UFM. She got this idea from talking to the library at Hutchinson, and they've been doing this for a few years now, and they actually have like 300 people show up. So it's just kept building upon itself.
We're hoping to make this a twice annual event. So January and June, or maybe adjust the timing a little bit in the future, but we're hoping to keep it going year after year, have different presenters, different people, have people be excited about joining and also get interested in speaking.
It seems like the real strength of these sort of events that, I think, Ronnie, maybe you mentioned it, they're kind of all over the place anymore, just across the nation, and very cool that it's picking up steam here in the little Apple region. But you get to hear from folks in your community, a lot of folks that you know that have a lot of cool expertise and a lot of different things. I'm just kind of looking at this list here. It looks like these are just some for January. Nikki Bowman talked about beekeeping. Beekeeping is really kind of a big thing in Manhattan, I've noticed over the past few years. We got a lot of expert beekeepers around here.
Yes, and maybe even more after this event.
Right? Because that's kind of the point, right? To share and learn some different skills. Jessica Canfield, The Hidden Beauty of Landscapes, which I think that's pretty appropriate. We got some good landscapes around here in Little Apple.
Yeah, she talks a lot about how community interacts with landscaping and how landscaping affects our perceptions and our mental health and all of that. So we're really excited to hear what she has to say.
Josh Hicks with community building should be pretty interesting. Jeffrey Hicks, are they related? Do we know?
They are not related.
Really?
Just a coincidence.
He's going to talk about math, science, and where they meet.
Yes. So he is very focused on making it for those of us like me who are kind of simpletons when we talk about math and science, but just kind of generally what math, science, and engineering do and where they come together and how they're different. And I was really excited reading through his slides because I understand all the words on them.
Dave did some fist pumps on the other side of the glass when you were talking about those.
I think fellow simpleton.
Yeah. Yeah, math was not my – but going back, that's one thing, and that's where I think there's a lot of strength in these sort of things. When you're younger and you're in school, you're just preoccupied almost with a lot of different things, but I think that's where the strength of these type of talks can really be a benefit to community is like, for some of us, you're out of school for a little bit, you almost miss that opportunity to kind of learn and hear from somebody else. And this seems like the kind of avenue for that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's nice because if it's something you're not interested in, it's only 7 minutes long and you can just go on to the next person. But we have found that it's short enough that I got things out of talks that I was not anticipating in January. So it turned out to be a really fun thing.
What's some of the talks, Rhonda, that you've heard that really stuck with you? Is there any one particular that you really enjoyed with these sort of talks?
Well, the one that kind of surprised me was Zin Iqbal talked about his time as a Peace Corps volunteer in Uzbekistan and just talking about cross-cultural exchange and how much he learned from how people, you know, do things in different parts of the world. And so that was a fascinating talk.
And it has slides, right? So we got pictures, too.
Yes.
I mean, we got visual, we got listening, we got all of it.
Yes, yeah.
I think another benefit is that it's condensed, so it's just 20 seconds per slide. So they really have to make the material accessible to the listeners and the watchers to make sure they get it in the 20 seconds.
Just looking at some of the speakers that you do have planned here for January's Talk 20 MHK, also got Palma Holden, Finding Beauty in Everyday Objects. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, Palma is really interested in mindfulness. And so her talk is all about just taking the time to observe your surroundings and just finding how the minute details in life just make life better.
And this one sticks out to me. Carmen Schober. Am I saying that right? Schober? Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Storytelling and goal setting through film. That seems really interesting because I'm kind of a amateur movie buff in a lot of ways. And I find a lot of lessons and inspirations in film. That one, I might have to check that one out.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really good. Her slides looked like I think she's got some interesting things to share with us.
If anybody is interested in getting involved with this and maybe either wanting to help organize or maybe even giving a talk of their own, how do they go about that?
Yeah, if you just go to our website, and it's just talk20mhk.org, and there's a place where you can just fill out a little form, and you can either get on our email list just so you know when the events are, or you can let us know what you would like to talk about the next time we have this. And the more ideas, the merrier.
Brady Bowman here with UFM Community Learning Center Office Coordinator Emma McElhaney and Rhonda Hargett with the Manhattan Public Library, Adult Services Manager, both with the Talk 20 MHK committees. And just to remind folks that this is the second go-around with this, right? First,
yes.
Tried it last year. Was it in the summer?
Yeah, we had it in June. But this next time we'll have it a week from Thursday on January 25th at 7 p.m. And that's at Manhattan Public Library, at Juliet and Points. And so we had a great time in June. And so we're really excited to hear what people have to say.
And it's free.
Yes, yes.
Most important.
And everyone can come. It's all ages, not just adults. You can bring your family. The material is appropriate for everyone.
All right. Anything else you want to go over before we let you go?
Well, just we were kind of surprised in June. We thought it would be a great learning opportunity, but we actually, people lingered a long time afterwards talking. And so it turned out to be a great community builder and people making connections on common ideas. So, you know, that's a real benefit to this. And so we're just really excited.
And are these filmed at all or recorded?
Yes, we will also be streaming it live on our YouTube channel, and then we'll have that on the YouTube channel if people want to watch it later.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
I don't think so. Just come out.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming out here and telling us about it. Emma McElhaney and Rhonda Haggard, both of the Talk 20 MHK committee, thanks for coming in. And we'll come back and talk more in Focus. We'll have Daryl Reese, K-State Black Student Union President, right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson Westgate.